Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us again today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at being changed from the inside out. God first does miraculous work by saving us, and then He starts to change us. And He says one of the ways we change is by renewing our mind to what God says and to the Word of God. So we can renew our minds. In Romans 12:2, it tells us that. But then He goes further in Philemon 1:6. He says that your acknowledgement of all the good things in you in Christ Jesus will help you get the right identity as to who you are in Christ. You don't want to be thinking that you're just a sinner. You don't want to be thinking that you're a loser. You don't want to be thinking you're sick, you're broke, you're miserable, you're addicted. No, you've got to think like God thinks, you've got to speak like God thinks, and you'll get what God says and thinks. So we're looking at right now completely changing our minds. Stop walking in the flesh, start walking in the Spirit, and one of the major ways to do that is to acknowledge every good thing in you in Christ Jesus. So let's pick it up one more time in Philemon 1:6 and see what the Lord is about to show us.
Listen, Philemon 6, the communication of your faith will become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. By acknowledging, ongoing acknowledging all the things in you in Christ Jesus. The Amplified says, to acknowledge every good thing that is ours in our identification with Christ Jesus and unto His glory. Your identification with Christ Jesus is the center and the power of the gospel. Your identification with Christ is the center and the power of the gospel. There is no one, nothing, ever, anywhere else that could have done what Jesus Christ did to you to get you to identify as a joint heir together with Him. Yes. No one, nothing else could have done that. No one, nothing else could have got that. Nothing, no one. So you have to identify with Christ, and once you start identifying with Christ, you say, I'm not that person. I'm not that person. And when you want to react wrong to people, you say, but that's not me. Start seeing who you are in Christ. Amen. And if you, I'm telling you, if you think you're bad news, you just haven't seen enough of Christ. If you think you're just a loser, and you're sick and you're broke, you're just not seeing Jesus. I'm telling you. Because He said we've joined, we become one. You're a joint heir together with me. Good grief. It's absolutely amazing. No matter what has happened to anyone, the abuse, the shame, whatever it is, you can say, I am a new creation in Christ. Christ lives in me, and I forget what I used to be. I forget that I used to have that mouth that could just come back and say, oh, I was proud of the fact that I could cut you down in seconds. And little did I know that was the worst thing I wanted to be. Oh, I had an answer for anyone, Pastor Mark. You came at me with something, oh, let me tell you something. I could shoot you down in flames in seconds. Oh, I could have a quick, big deal answer. And I thought I was so good at it. And it made me so big a deal. And I found out that it was disgusting. It stunk in the nostrils of God. It's a stench in the nostrils of God. I know how to take care of myself. That's why I'm in trouble.
Come on.
You're taking care of yourself instead of God. And so you're living in the flesh because you haven't identified yourself in Christ, and knowing that I'm a new creature, I have forgot what I used to be. I want to forget what I used to be and now know who I am now. But I'm still in the old way. I'm still operating the old way. I don't even know who I am. I still have a retort for you. I still can put you in your place like, oh, I was proud I could put you in your place. Oh, man, I haven't answered that quick. I can put anyone in their place. I could do anything. I'm telling you, it was such a disgusting thing that I had. It was a stench. Ugh, stink. Stunketh. But that's the old man. And it took me a long time to renew my mind to the new man once I started identifying in Christ. That's why I am who he said I am. I have what he said I have. I can do what he said I can do. Every service. You think God just made me do it? I'm trying to get myself. I'm telling you, there is miracle working power in Christ. Amen. Say there is miracle working power in Christ. And so you can get yourself transformed out of the natural realm into the spiritual realm, and you can start operating out of the spirit more than you do in the natural. Challenge yourself. Challenge yourself just until Sunday. That gives you Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 3 days. 3 days. 3 days. I challenge you. You challenge yourself to step more into the spirit realm than you ever have for 3 days. Just 3 days. Talking to you at home as well. 3 days. Challenge yourself that I'm going to be more spiritual than I ever have been. I'm going to focus on being spiritual. If I have to fast and pray, it's going to help me. I'll do it. But I'm going to be more spiritual in the way I respond to people, not react. More spiritual in the way I read the word and ask God to show it to me. More spiritual in the fact that I'm going to love people better and more. 3 days. 3 days. Amen? And I believe the third day anointing will come on you. The third day anointing was Christ was raised from the grave. Amen. New life came. I'm challenging you. There's not a lot of you in church tonight, but there's hundreds of thousands watching online. We speak by faith all the time, right? Amen. I challenge us all, myself included, to start to walk more in the Spirit. To start to listen closer to the Holy Ghost. To be led more by the Holy Spirit. To put the flesh down more and harder than I have. And I'm telling you, I believe I'm going to fast. I'm going to fast for those next 3 days. Now, I used to fast at least twice a month, 3 days, with just water. And I got good at it. But then I fell back from that. I need to get back to it. Because it's for me, it's not to impress God, and it helps me to focus more on where my focus needs to be. Amen. That's all it does. It helps me to focus on the Word of God. Amen? And say this, say, I'm being transformed from the inside out by the renewing of my mind. I was crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live. But Christ who lives in me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I really want us to step outside. I want to be changed from the inside out. You know what I'm saying? And it's great to comb your head and do things to your face and get the best clothes you can possibly find and things like that. And Jesus, remember, said to them, you guys are pretty good at cleaning the outside of the cup. I don't want to hear from God, but your inside is full of dead man's bones. Amen. I'm telling you, this is a time, year 2020, to get serious with God like we haven't been before. Because you're looking, you can tell me what you like. We are looking at the end times. And I'm telling you, we are closer and we are... Oh, fear tactics, Pastor. No, I'm not talking fear tactics. I'm talking to people that are saved. Amen. So there's no fear in that. No fear. Amen. I hope there's a million people watching that are not saved. Because I can tell you how to be saved. But we are that close. I think, you know, just telling you this now. I think, and I do believe, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. But God told me when this coronavirus started, I've mentioned this before, but I got some more stuff in. He told me when the coronavirus started, he said, I want you to collect headlines that I tell you. Just headlines. And I've got my computer, I've got people that I read. I don't have CNN and stuff like that because I probably wouldn't have enough books to hold what I would put down there. But I've got at least 15 pages. At least 15 pages of headlines, end time headlines. I've called it 2020 end time headlines. So that people will be able to remember this time about how they're calling for a one world government, how they're calling to eradicate the family unit, how they're calling, I mean, just so many different things, just headlines. All I'm doing is getting the caption, the headline, the date and where it came from, and then just a little bit of information as what it said, as to what it said. One of my favorite ones, this is not really end time, but it is. One of my favorite ones is, girls' school gets sued for holding girls' sports with girls only. I've got the headline. I will show it to you. Girls' school gets sued for holding girls' sports with girls only. Oh, here's another one that was this week. The United Nations. The United Nations have called us to be more politically correct than we've ever been. No longer calling husband and wife, man and woman. No longer calling boyfriend and girlfriend. What? Now partners. They want to be more inclusive. So the family unit, they don't want you to call your wife or your husband. You've got to be more inclusive. So now say my partner. So all the people that are doing what they want to do feel included. You're not my boyfriend, you're not my girlfriend. This is United Nations sending this decree out. In the midst of the corona pandemic, 2020 has been the year of years in my life. I'm telling you, this has been a year for me. I think for everybody. How many of you have had a crazier year than this? And it's only, where are we? May.
Not even halfway.
Hey, it's in May. Not even halfway. You never know.
You never know.
I mean, are you reading some of the news? Are you listening to some of the things people are saying? Are you actually believing what's going on? I mean, as a believer, you know you're going to. But I want you to know this. You can stand. I want you to know this. The Bible says in Isaiah 5, 20 and 21, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Woe to those who call dark light and light dark. Woe to those who call innocent guilty and guilty innocent. Woe. When God says woe to those, we pray, guys.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival and tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Pressing In and Pressing On. To press is to push beyond opposition. It means leaving the comfort zone and doing whatever it takes to attain what God has for us. We must let go to grow. Now, here's Joyce.